here with us this Sunday morning. Amen. We know that he has a word from the Lord. Amen. So can we greet the pastor? Amen. All together with a hearty praise the Lord, everybody.
Bringing the spices, which But the stone was rolled away. It may hit it in and fell not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass as they were much. Ah, yes, Lord. He already said, I'm not going to stay there. He already said, death can't hold me down. He already said, the grave can't hold me down. Ah, yes, Lord. So he went to find Jesus, and when he went into the tomb, he was not there. But there's still, I believe, two angels. And they say, who are you looking for? I want to know today, who are y'all looking for? Look at somebody and say, who are you looking for? Please don't be looking for me, because I don't have no power. I got to stay there. Don't be looking for me, because I don't have no power. And as he bowed down and looked on the earth, they asked him, what are you looking for? You're looking for him in the wrong place. Right? So there's a whole lot of people saying, I've been looking for Jesus. But they've been looking in the wrong place. Look at somebody say, you can't find him in the wrong place. Come on, y'all.
Feel it in my heart.
Somebody said, I went to the church one night, and my heart was something.
Spiritually deaf. Lord, send the word to you.
but God is not dead. He's still alive. So every once in a while, you just got to get it by yourself and just talk to God. Sometimes I can feel the movement. Oh, you ever get to the point where you just talk to God and say, God, I can feel you moving all over me. I thought it's going to come out of this ninth verse. He said, know ye therefore that the Lord, thy God, he is the
God
is still faithful. God has not changed. Our God is still faithful. He has not changed. Many today are losing hope in church, losing hope in salvation. But God has not changed. God is a God of his word. If God says it, God shall bring it to pass. Numbers 23:19 says that God is not a man. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should, neither is he the son of man that he should. God is faithful. If God has told you something, if he has said, shall he not? God is faithful. He didn't say when, but God said he will do it. So he is faithful. And if he has spoken, one thing you know about God, he will make it. He'll make it good. Why? Because he is faithful. When you serve a faithful God, when things don't work out like you think they ought to work out, you don't quit. You don't give up. I heard the Lord say in the 18th chapter of Luke, verse 1, he spake this parable unto them, that men are always to pray and not to faint. Why? Because God hears the prayers of the righteous. The Bible says his ears are open to their prayers. So anyone today feel as though you're in one of those low points, one of those crossroads, one of those quandaries, don't know which way to turn, then it's time for you to pray. The most important thing is, don't you quit on God. God is faithful. The Lord goes on to give an illustration in the 18th chapter. He's an elderly widow that went to an unjust judge seeking help, seeking revenge for something that someone had done to her. And the unjust judge says, though I fear not God, and I can care less about man, he said, but because this widow troubleth me, he said, I will avenge her of her enemies. But then Jesus draws this illustration. He says, shall not God. How many know we serve a faithful God? He says, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night? If you've been crying, don't stop calling. If you've been looking for God for help, don't stop. It says, shall not he avenge his own elect, which cry day and night? He said, yes, he will do it, and God will do it speedily. So don't you quit on God. Because God is
faithful.
God is
faithful.
Nevertheless, when God, the Son of Man, comes at you, he
finds
faith on the earth. God is faithful. There's some qualities, some attributes about God that have not changed. God was faithful in the Old Testament. And God is faithful in the those don't change. He's still faithful. God never changed. We just read it in the 7th chapter that the Lord is faithful. Then 1 Corinthians 1:9 says that God is
faithful.
Pull up 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is what?
Faithful.
So the same faithful God in the Old Testament is the faithful God in the New Testament. God does not change. Malachi 3:6 says, because the Lord does not change, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. God is a constant. God is the same in all seasons. God doesn't have ups and God doesn't have downs. God is the same. God never changes. Somebody say, well, I'm in need and just don't, I don't know where my help is going to come from. When God called Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, right when Abraham acted in obedience, that's the key to God's blessings. We can't get God's blessing walking in disobedience. Did he read, I believe if you read in Deuteronomy 28 and 32, he said, all these blessings shall come upon them that obey my voice. What kind of blessings? All these blessings. But he said, those that disobey my voice, all these curses. So we cannot walk in disobedience and expect a blessing. To get a blessing, we have to walk in obedience. But when Abraham acted in obedience, right before he got ready to slay his son Isaac, the Lord called out to him out of heaven. He said, Abraham, Abraham. Now I know that thou lovest me more than thy son. And the Bible said when Abraham turned around, listen, your blessing is already there. Listen, the blessing is already there. You just got to walk in obedience. It said then when the God called Abraham out of heaven, he turned around and saw the ram. You mean he walked right by it, but he missed it? Yes, because God shielded him till he was obedient. Then he said, okay, there's a lamb caught in a thicket. And Abraham called the place Jehovah Jireh, which means God is our supplier. Right? And how many know the scripture said he has not changed? The same faithful God in the Old Testament, Paul said, shall not he supply all of our needs according to his riches? He's still the same. He has not changed. He's still faithful. He's still a God of love. Amen. We read that God said he didn't choose Israel because it was great. But he sent his love upon them because they were few. And he said he made them a promise, and because they didn't have the strength, that's why I'm so glad for God fighting my battles. Because when we don't have the strength, the Bible said God went before the children of Israel and drove out all the nation that was stronger and mightier. Amen. So he has not changed. The same God that sent his love upon them in the Old Testament sent his love upon us in the New Testament. In 1 John 4, the Bible said God is love. Right? He has not changed. He is still faithful. Amen. God will still make a way where there is no way. Because we serve a faithful God. Now the scripture says, they had no temptation taken us, but such as is common to men. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going through. You don't have to worry about the trial. Just keep looking unto Jesus. He's the author and finisher of your faith. Just tell somebody, say, you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Come on, you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Listen, it's a miracle in itself. As long as Peter looked at Jesus, he walked on this trouble. You understand that? The storm was boisterous, the sea was strong, the waves were beating, but he was walking on this trouble. But once he took his eyes off of Jesus, his troubles engulfed him. So today, if you want help, stop taking your eyes off of Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because the Bible said, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. So I can't take my eyes off of Jesus. The wind of blowing, the storm says, temptation sharp and keen. But I found a peace in knowing that my Savior stands in between. He stands to shield me from all danger when my earthly friends are gone. God promised. I said, God promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Look at somebody still faithful. Someone said, I seen the lightning flash. Y'all, maybe y'all know that one, right? I seen the lightning flash. I heard the thunder roar. Glory. But I felt a peace in knowing.
Yes.
Anybody know that when you ain't in it by yourself?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I felt a peace in knowing that my Savior stands in. So the devil is fighting trouble all around. But look, somebody say, God is in between the trouble. But you got to keep your eyes on. So what we do in a lot of times, we do like Peter. When the storm gets too great, we lose our focus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Let the winds blow. Let the storms come. Don't lose your focus. Because God is still. He's what? God is still faithful. Amen. How many know God is also a holy God? Now, this is God's greatest attribute, His holiness. Everything else is encompassing God's holiness. Love, mercy, faith, everything is encompassing holiness. And the first thing God told the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt, He said, Be ye holy, for I am
holy.
That's in Leviticus, the 20th chapter, the 7th verse. But then the same holy God in the Old Testament, because He is faithful. Listen, don't put the calendar. In Revelation, it said in the end, the books will be, it won't be your book, and it won't be my book. It'll be whose book? Well, the reason I'm going to be faithful to God, because if I'm faithful to God, he said when the books are open, all that stuff that I messed up on, he will remember it no more. That's why we have to stay true to God. And God said, well, you know what? Truthfully speaking, all of us deserve hell. Truthfully speaking. So the scripture says in Jude, he said he's going to present us faultless. We can't do that. I can't do, you can't, your husband, your wife, nobody can do that. But God said he would present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. Who's this we're talking about? God. God is faithful. How many know God is true? You know what God said? If you read it in the book, believe it. This is what God said. Believe, if you read it in the book, believe. All right, go to Proverbs, the 30th chapter, verse 5. Let me show you something about that. People will let you down. People will fail you. God never fails. Amen. God is a God of his word. If God says it, how many know God will? Come on, if God says it, God what? Will bring it to pass. But let me just show you, there's something about God's word. No, listen, you ever go to a situation and they say, well, it can't happen. If God said it can happen, who do you believe? Seriously. God said it can happen, man says it can't happen. Who do you believe? So sometimes they say, well, I can't go apply for this job because he said you got to have those qualifications. How many know God's behind you? How many know God's behind you? They said, well, it's going to take years. God said, wait a minute, I'm God. I control this world. God said, all power in heaven, all power in heaven and earth is what? What the scripture says, if it's in the book, it's there. Are you with me? Somebody said, well, no, don't read. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. After the rumor, the world tells you it can't happen. God said, that's not Christ. So you got to be on God. So every word of God is, that means it's true. You know what another word we can use for pure, every word of God is holy.
Yes.
Holy and pure are exchangeable. Right. So if it says it's holy, then it's pure. If it's pure, then it's holy. Because God is?
Holy.
God is what?
Holy.
Right. So every word of God is? If God, if it's in the book, you count on that. Don't let nobody tell you. Now, you know, people who have a tendency to say, well, God don't work like that. God works like he wants to work. Because if he speaks to you, listen, how many of us, it's at least 20 or 30 of us in here, right?
Amen.
We all have a different walk of life.
Amen.
So God's not going to speak to us all the same. Because God works with us in the element that we are the most familiar with.
Amen.
Right? So instance, Deacon Joe's a handyman, but he's a carpenter, and Brother Will, y'all handyman. Like God can't speak to me about y'all's craft because I won't understand it, right? So he's going to speak to me in the areas that I am familiar with.
Amen.
So I'm not going to go to Deacon Joe or Brother Will and ask them something because they're going to tell me from a mechanical viewpoint.
Amen.
So I just go to Jesus because he relates to me on my level.
Amen.
Well, the reason that a lot of us have lost confidence in God, we keep going to man. Instead of going to God. Because, well, I went to ask him, this is what he told me. Every word of God is, and he is a shield to them that put their God is a what? Shield. That means even if the devil throws his fiery darts, God will shield you. God will protect you because what? Every word. God is pure. And then Revelation 22 said, listen, how many want a blessing from God? to me, but I'm not going to go to all of them. Trust God's word. Amen. Don't allow anybody to tell you what God can do. God works according to the needs. Amen. That's why he will meet all of your needs. He will meet my need for your needs. I might have a want, but you have a need. So God said, well, you'd be all right. That's a want. But I'm going to meet all of your needs according to my riches. According to my riches in glory. Because God is, how many know he's faithful?
Yes, yes.
We serve a faithful God.
Amen.
So no matter what prognosis, diagnosis you get, trust God's word. Whatever they tell you, don't believe anybody. I believe God. I remember years ago, people said, oh, you'll never do this. I had to go talk to Jesus because the song said, a little talk with Jesus. Come on, a little talk with Jesus will do what? A little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Let's go to 22 and verse 6 to start off with. Amen. Are y'all with me on this? This is the Lord. And he said unto me, these things are. If it's in the book, then what? Look at somebody say, it's faithful and it's true. If you read, now listen, don't try to. A lot of people try to tailor-make God's word to fit their situation. God's words cannot be tailor-made. If God says it is faithful and it is what? And it is true. And he goes on to say, the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servant the things which was, the things which what? Shortly come to pass. And let's just drop down for the sake of knowing the word is true. Verse 18 says, now we're talking about every word of God is what? If God said you get baptized, I'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. Is that a minor or a definite? That's a definite. So you got to expect that if you get baptized, God's gonna fill you. Because every word of God is. Well, somebody says, well, I don't know how he's gonna fill me. You don't have to worry about that. That's why he's gonna do it, okay? Amen. Verse 18 says, if I testify to every man that heareth, every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of. If any man shall add unto these, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in. The problem that a lot of reason a lot of people will say, well, I went to such and such, and he said this is what the word said, but did he add to it? Right? Listen, it's important that we search the scriptures for ourselves. Because if anybody add to the, right? So if a whole lot of stuff has been added, God said, well, if you add to it, then I didn't add it, then you'll get a what? Somebody said, why is my life not changed? What do you believe? Amen? You with me? So if anybody add to the words of this book, he said, I'm also going to add the plague. Amen? Then he said, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written, so you can't add to it, and you can't take away. If you add something to God's word, now that's why I say it's important that we learn to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, doing what? Rightly dividing the word of truth. Because when you did it right, God said, but God said when you start adding to it, he said, I'm not in that. So then you get yourself a plague. Somebody said, but God won't do that. God said, wait a minute. You can't take away from my word. Right? You cannot take away from my word. If God said it, somebody said, I believe it. And then somebody said, you're crazy to believe that. I'm crazy. But if God said it, it is all said. The elders and ministers know for today God is so faithful. Don't lose your focus. Don't lose your hope. Don't lose your trust. The Bible says that God's mercies are new every morning. And great is his faithfulness. You know why we need mercy every morning? Because we fall short. And when we fall short, we need mercy. What mercy does, listen, don't allow your people to put you on a guilt trip, just come clean with God. What mercy does is this. Mercy says, you deserve a penalty. And mercy says, take the penalty away. God is a merciful God. His mercies are new. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the. People don't tell you, you're just too holy. You're just too saved. Stay in the Spirit. Seriously, stay in the Spirit. Because as long as you're in the Spirit, there's no condemnation. But once you get in the flesh, you get condemnation. Right? So stay in the Spirit, so don't let the devil and hell condemn you. Why did God die? For us to be saved. How many know we can trust God's word? How many of you can trust God's word? When we leave today, you know what? This is what God tells me. Even this is in the application, even though the application of paying your tithes and offering, God said, prove me.
Yes.
That's what God says. You know what my word? He said, put it to the test. God said, prove me therewith and see if I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out in. So when you start proving God, say, God, listen, how many of you can talk to God just like a man? Say, God, you said, I'm standing on your word. I believe. And remember this, God is